March 17, A Bridge for the Gulf. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he uttered a truth of wonderful significance. The transgression of man had separated earth from heaven and finite man from the infinite God. As an island is separated from a continent, so earth was cut off from heaven and a wide channel intervened between man and God. Jesus bridged this gulf and he made a way for man to come to God. He who has no spiritual light sees no way, has no hope, and men have originated theories of their own regarding the way to life. But the only name given among men whereby they can be saved is Jesus. Across the gulf that sin has made come his words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Man can be justified alone through the imputation of Christ's righteousness. Man is justified freely by God's grace through faith and not by works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is a gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. After the enemy had betrayed Adam and Eve into sin, the connection between heaven and earth was severed. And had it not been for Christ, the way to heaven would never have been known by the fallen race. Christ is the mystic ladder, the base of which rests upon the earth, and whose topmost round reaches to the throne of the infinite. The children of Adam are not left desolate and alienated from God, but through Christ's righteousness we have access unto the Father. By me, said Christ, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10, verse 9. Let earth be glad, let the inhabitants of the world rejoice that Christ has bridged the gulf which sin had made and has bound earth and heaven together. A highway has been cast up for the ransomed of the Lord. The weary and heavy laden may come unto him and find rest to their souls. The pilgrim may journey toward the mansions that he has gone to prepare for those who love him.